In Houston today, federal prosecutors scored their biggest victory yet in the Enron case. Andrew Fastow, the former chief financial officer who engineered Enron's many off-the-books partnerships, pleaded guilty to 2 criminal conspiracy counts. He accepted a deal laid out by federal prosecutors, 10 years in jail and the return of $29 million in assets. In exchange, Fastow must cooperate with investigators who are trying to build a case against his former bosses at Enron, Jeffrey Skilling and Ken Lay. Joining us now from Houston is NPR's Wade Goodwin. Wade, this is obviously a very important development in this case. Fastow was one of the top executives at Enron. Can you describe what happened in court today?
Well, Andrew Fastow stood up and pleaded guilty to 2 counts of conspiracy to commit wire and securities fraud. He stood with his attorneys in front of federal judge Kenneth Hoyt and conceded that he had manipulated Enron's finances to both deceive stockholders and enrich himself. Prosecutors read the charges against Fastow and outlined the conspiracies in which he was accused. Then Hoyt asked if whether he had indeed engaged in these criminal acts, and Fastow said quietly, "Yes, Your Honor."
And what was his appearance today? Was there any emotion?
It was an interesting scene after the hearing had ended at the front of the visitors' gallery. Fastow's family and friends had turned out to support him, and after it was over, Fastow stood at the banister, and slowly his friends and family filed by him like he was in a receiving line, bending over to whisper words of solace or encouragement in his ear. Fastow mostly smiled in a grim sort of way. At one point, he got red-faced and emotional, fought back tears at some particularly nice thing that had been whispered to him. And then outside in the hallway, his family gathered together, and his mother began to cry while the rest of the family tried to console her.
Now, Andrew Fastow, we should mention, is free on bail until sentencing in April. There was also a guilty plea today from Andrew Fastow's wife, Lee. What happened there?
Yeah, it was not a good day for the Fastows. Lee Fastow pleaded guilty to 1 count of filing a false tax return, and she faces a sentence of anywhere between 10 and 16 months. Lee Fastow was charged as a means to get Andrew Fastow to cooperate. Early in this investigation, he was playing hardball with the government and refusing to cooperate. The Fastows wanted to organize this so that Lee Fastow finished serving her prison term before Andrew Fastow went to prison, because they have 2 young sons, and I think the government is going to try to organize that for them.
Andrew Fastow was originally indicted on 98 counts. He pleaded guilty to 2 of those. How do prosecutors make sure that he does cooperate and help them with the investigation into other Enron executives?
Well, they still have 96 counts to hang over Fastow's head if they aren't happy with what he's giving them. He's going to be allowed to remain free on bond, but if the federal government is not satisfied, they could bring all 96 charges against him. So it's a fairly large stick.
And is there any sense that you're getting from prosecutors about what Andrew Fastow can tell them?
Well, I think what they want to know is what happened in those meetings. What did Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling say to him? What did he say to them? They're looking for the kinds of things that only Andrew Fastow can tell them, the contents of conversations between himself and his superiors, and to what extent they knew and participated in these schemes.
And finally, Wade, we mentioned earlier this figure of $29 million that Andrew Fastow has to return. What does that figure represent exactly?
Well, it's bank accounts and other assets he had, such as 2 homes in Galveston, a property in Vermont. It's not going to leave Fastow with much, but whatever he is left with will be targeted now by shareholders, creditors, and former Enron employees in civil suits. This guilty plea gives them all the ammunition they'll ever need in civil court, and I don't think he's going to have much after he pays his massive legal bills.
Okay, thank you, Wade.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's Wade Goodwin in Houston.